On Friday, February 7th at 7 p.m. at the Sacred Heart Cathedral, the violinists of the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra will perform the complete violin sonatas and partitas by Johann Sebastian Bach. And joining me in studio are two of the violinists, Ruth Bacon and Will Schaub. Will and Ruth, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us, Ace.
Well, it's my pleasure. And first of all, full disclosure, Ruth and I are married. And Will, you and I are just good friends.
That's true.
And this concert is a charity concert, and the charity is the Fish Hospitality Pantries, also known as Hospitality Pantries Incorporated. And this charity operates four pantries in East, South, Northwest, and West Knoxville. They currently provide food to nearly 7,000 families every month, or about 20,000 people. So great cause, a great concert. So Will, tell us a little bit about the concert, how the idea first started, and how everyone sort of chose the pieces.
Yes. So Ace, this concert is really exciting for the violinists of the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra. We will be performing all six unaccompanied sonatas and partitas by Johann Sebastian Bach. And this is monumental in the violin repertoire. We live alongside this music from a very young age. So for us to perform it was kind of something we knew we wanted to do right away, just based on how much we love the music. But to pair it up with a great charity like Fish Hospitality Pantries, we knew this was a project that we wanted to share with our community. Now, how did it start? It really started from a place of our violinists in the symphony are a point of pride for the orchestra. They're a point of pride for the musical culture here in Knoxville. And we wanted to perform for our community great music. So it started there. We picked movements from each sonata and partita through a Google document. So we laid it out. We put our names next to movements that we were passionate about. And all started there in a document.
Were there any conflicts? Like, did you have to arm wrestle for a certain movement?
I mean, Ruth and I got in a fist fight.
I won, of course. No, as far as I know, we all just signed up and they were all taken at the end, right? There are none that are orphan movements.
That's right. I mean, really, it came together very quickly, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, Ruth, which ones are you performing?
I'm performing the last two movements of the A minor.
Mm-hmm. And Will?
I'm performing the first two movements of the C major sonata.
Mm-hmm. What are each of your first memories of this composer? Like, when did you first perform your very first piece by Johann Sebastian Bach?
I think for me, in the very first book of music that I learned, in the first Suzuki book, there are three minuets by Bach. And at that point, I think it was the first time I had to learn a repeat. So playing the music twice. And that's so, even now for my students, it's always so hard to remember. Oh, you have to go back and play it again. And they were probably the longest pieces I had learned up to that point. So they felt like mountains, even though they're very simple mm-hmm. pieces.
Mm-hmm. Will, for you?
For me, I guess the first might have been the Bach double concerto, the concerto mm-hmm. for two violins. And I remember that very vividly. I think it's in book four of Suzuki.
Book four, yeah.
And I just remember that being really hard, really tricky. And it was sounded so new to me at the time, this new sound world. So, you know, at this concert, we're kind of welcoming you into a sound world of 1720. And that'll be very special.
The music of Bach in general, is it something that you enjoy playing? Is it more of an exercise? What's your relationship with the music of Bach today?
For me, especially the sonatas and partitas, it's really challenging because there is beautiful melodic line, but you also have to play all the other parts. So you are the harmony and you are the bass line. And so you're playing all the voices at the same time. And so that's a big challenge as a violinist who most of the time we get to play the melody and we're used to just singing through. And in this, it's a brain workout. But at the same time, it is such a rich, beautiful heritage that we have. So there are times when I pick up Bach and play it for fun. And then there are other times that I beat my head against it as I'm, you know, challenged through it.
Absolutely. And I think the multifaceted nature of the music that you were mentioning with the harmony and, of course, everything else, that's what makes it such a great lifelong companion. because there is that richness, and you can keep coming back to that and experiencing something new through it. So for me, I think it's kind of like that, where I also would do it for fun. I might be playing it for a particular performance, but either way, it's going to be encountering that same richness and learning from it.
Mm-hmm. And what are sonatas and partitas, and is there a difference between the two?
There is a difference between the two. So a sonata might be based on the structure and form of a sonata de chiesa, which would be a church sonata. And at the time, that usually meant four movements, slow, fast, slow, fast. Where a partita is based on a more secular mode, meaning that we might have dance movements. And the partitas are more movements. They're shorter movements, usually right around 6 to 8. And they tend to be dances.
So do these sonatas and partitas have personalities? Is one more heroic than the other? Is one more melancholic than the other? Or are they just the same sort of feeling in different keys or higher pitch?
Yes. So in Bach's time, with composers that were working within counterpoint, composers were inspired by the different characters of keys. So G minor to them would contrast with, say, an E major, where E major might be a sunnier, more flowery character of a key, where G minor is truly minor. It's more introspective. It's a completely different flavor. And composers right around 1720 were inspired by this, and I think Bach was influenced by that compositional technique.
Also, the violin will resonate differently in different keys because of our open strings. And so the E major partita just is very bright on the instrument. We have our highest string is the E string, and it sounds very bright, versus C major, we don't have a C string. And so it, as a violinist, it sits differently on the instruments, and it just will resonate differently.
Hmm. Well, of course, in all these great works, there's one movement that stands out, perhaps above everything else, and that's the chaconne, the last movement of, is it the violin partita number 2?
That's right.
In D minor?
Yes.
Tell us about this movement. What is special about it? First of all, what is a chaconne?
A chaconne is a dance. It compares to a passacaglia, which is a dance based on a harmonic progression. The chaconne is widely considered to be the Mount Everest of the sonatas and partitas. It's about a 16-minute work. One of our violinists in the orchestra, Sean Clare, will be performing it on the 7th of February. And this is a piece that would inspire generations of composers afterwards. It inspired them on so many levels. The sheer length was revolutionary at the time. I mean, a 16-minute dance, even now, is a tiny bit long. And for Bach to be that imaginative through a piece like that, to take one harmonic progression and make it interesting and vivid and memorable for that amount of time, puts the chaconne on the map in a way that perhaps some of the other movements might not be.
Mm-hmm. And so how did Sean come about playing it? Did he have to like arm wrestle everyone?
Well, actually, the first performance I ever heard in Knoxville, when I first got here and moved here, was to hear Sean play the chaconne at a church. Mm-hmm. And of course, it was wonderful. And it was not a surprise that Sean wanted to perform it again, because every time you come back to it, you learn something new. And I know the audience will enjoy his interpretation of that piece.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. Well, I'm certainly looking forward to everyone's performance of this great ensemble of pieces, the complete violin sonatas and partitas of Johann Sebastian Bach. Once again, the performance will be Friday, February 7th at 7 p.m. at the Cathedral of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus on North Shore Drive. Tell us how they can get tickets.
You can get them on eventbrite.com. You can visit the cathedral website. Also, you can come to the concert. Tickets are free. It is a free concert, but there will be a goodwill offering taken at the intermission. And we hope to see you there. This is such a wonderful opportunity to hear the violinists of the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra. We are devoted educators in this community. We perform here in this community regularly, but we also perform all around the world. We come from some of the world's greatest music schools, and it's such a fantastic chance to come hear us play some great music. And we'll look forward to seeing you.
Mm-hmm. And it benefits a great cause as well.
It does, yes.
Well, Will and Ruth, thanks for coming by and talking about this concert.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Ace. Thank you.